The voice of Pius XI at the inauguration of Vatican City's radio station on February 12, 1931. The words of Pius XI followed those of the father of radio, Guglielmo Marconi. For the first time in history, the voice of a Roman pontiff is about to be carried through the airwaves for all people to hear, Marconi said.
Pius XI asked my father to build an important radio station in the Vatican City.
Princess Elettra, Marconi's daughter, was named after her father's invention. She recalled playing in the Vatican Gardens while her father discussed electric waves with Pius XI. It was 1929, and the Lateran Pacts had given Vatican City the right to communicate directly with other states. That's why the Pope had entrusted Marconi with the task of setting up the Vatican's own radio station. And 2 years later, on a raw and windy evening, Pius XI went by car to inaugurate the new radio station of Vatican City. His first gesture was to bless the city and the world. While in 1931 communications were slow by today's standards, news of a Roman pontiff's first historic blessing through the airwaves spread fast. The city and the world knelt to the Pope's message.
In the tiny Vatican State, from a great radio station built by Marconi, the Pope, for the first time in 1900 years of Catholicism, has sent his voice throughout the world.